Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The first two questions are multiple choice. What was Ray Charles's last name? You know the singer. Was it Charles, Peterson, or Robinson?
I'm going to guess and go with Robinson.
You are correct. You're on the board. Question number two. That's awesome. I hope I pronounce it right. What does an anemometer... I knew I was going to mess it up. What does an anemometer measure? Wind speed, car speed, or mileage?
I'm going to say wind speed.
You're two for two. Here we go. Maybe a clean sweep. What sitcom drew 80 million viewers for its final episode in 1993? Oh, it's kind of a throwback question. And I wish it was multiple choice.
Multiple choice? Yeah, I have no idea. I'm not a TV person.
I got you. All right, let's bring Gina back in. Two out of three is all right. Two out of three, Crash.
Hey, that ain't bad.
All right.
Okay.
First two. We
made a song about that.
That's right, Meatloaf.
That's right.
So the first two are multiple choice, Gina. What was Ray Charles's last name? Was it Charles, Peterson, Robinson?
I really don't know, but I'm going to guess Robinson.
You guess correctly.
Whew, okay.
Ray Robinson. Then it was a Sugar Ray Robinson, a boxer guy, I guess. Mm-hmm. Question two, what does an What does an anemometer measure? Wind speed, car speed, mileage?
Wind, car, or mileage?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go wind.
You are correct. Okay. That was kind of a quiet answer, but it's correct.
I mean, I'm thinking really hard.
Question number three. You're tied. You're going for the win. What sitcom drew 80 million viewers in its final episode in 1993?
This is not multiple choice.
Sorry.
That's what I said.
Right. I know it's not Friends. It's too early. And it's not Seinfeld. It's too early. I'm going to go like Cheers or something, or Frasier, or one of those shows I never watched.
Is that your final? Wait, which one is your final answer?
Cheers. I'm at my wit's end here. Gwen, I know you're probably feeling the same about this question.
You are correct.
Really?
Yeah, three out of three for Gina, and way to go.
Just dumb luck, honestly, Gwen. I don't know how I did that. Okay, but most importantly, you're still going to see Cyndi Lauper at Jiffy Lube Live.
Yay!